This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites, saying it has documented several previous attacks aimed at the community. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Esha Sarar reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Italy's hardline interior minister buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred Saturday to an Italian border patrol boat. For the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Portland, Oregon, established concrete barriers, closed streets and bridges, and seized a multitude of weapons in an attempt to preempt violence between what right-wing groups and anti-fascist counter-protesters. At least 13 people were arrested. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and 3%ers militia group had gathered late in the morning, some wearing body armor and helmets. Police said they had seized the weapons as the protesters assembled along the Willamette River that runs through the city. Police confiscated metal poles, bear spray, shields, and other weapons from protesters. Police used officers on bikes and in riot gear to keep the black-clad helmet and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters, known as Antifa, from clashes with the right-wing group. More than 24 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were in the city for the right-wing rally that reportedly drew from across the country. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets Sunday in rain-drenched Hong Kong for another anti-government rally. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan is there.
Young people, middle-aged people, a group of people who work for the Hong Kong government, firefighters who did not want to appear on camera, but they say they don't believe the government officials. They would like a police investigation, and that there are a series of five demands, the key of which is complete withdrawal of the extradition treaty to China, which has been suspended but not fully withdrawn.
While O'Sullivan talked to protesters who say they're afraid of violent confrontation with authorities, Joshua Wong, a Hong Kong student activist and politician, says there's too much at stake not to fight the Chinese government, which many Hong Kong residents have accused of overreach. Wong spoke with VOA's Mandarin service.
We are just asking for the fundamental right to vote in the election. So there's no reason for them to threaten Hong Kong people, and this kind of blame is meaningless.
This is the 11th weekend in a row that protesters have turned out to voice their dismay. For the latest news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or on the go. Download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Best news. music. Today, the voice of America.